Good morning. We're continuing in the sixth parak of Maseches Kelayim. We're up to the third Mishnah. So yesterday we discussed the halacha of an aris, which was either a wall or a trellis that you had your vine growing over, and we're discussing the halacha of whether having your vines, a row of vines growing over it, turns it into a kerem. The difference between a kerem, as we mentioned numerous times, is that a kerem, now you have to move four ames away from a kerem, whereas if it was an individual vine, you only have to move away six tefachim, which is approximately one am. So now, the Mishnah Gimel continues as follows. Amadle, es hagefen. Oh, I skipped Mishnah Beis. Yeah, Mishnah Beis. Klayim, Paragvav, Mishnah Beis. Aris, shuyetz ben a madrega. So this trellis we discussed yesterday, so it comes out of a madrega. So basically what you have here is, it seems like you have a mountain, and you have a vine at the bottom, then you have whatever this trellis is going to look like, it's coming out of a higher level of the mountain. So it ends up looking like a step. As opposed to being on level ground, it's much higher up. So now you're going to have your vine growing at the bottom of the mountain, and then you're going to lean it over the top. So now the Mishnah says, according to Blaz ben Yaakov, the discussion is going to be, what happens underneath where you have this vine hanging over now? Now you have your vine hanging over where you're standing, but it's much higher. So the question is, does it make the land where you're standing upon into a kerem, where you're going to have to be marachik dalet amos from anywhere where it's growing? So Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov says, if you could stand on the ground and reach it and pull off the grapes, and that goes for the whole vine, that whole area, what that does is it says that extends your vineyard to where you're standing, and therefore, even where you're standing, even if it's not directly next to the roots, that's part of the vineyard. If you want to plant on that area, you need to move four amos away. But if not, you can't reach it, so then it's beyond your reach, it's out of the area of this sada that you're standing in, and therefore it does not aser for amais, it would only aser the place where you're standing, I believe. Yeah. As the Rav says very clearly, Vim lav, sheni yachalukat kol anovim, ad shiyalab madrega basumal, if you need a ladder to get to the vines that are over your head, ein aser lizroya el tachas ha'ores bilvad, directly underneath that, where that trellis is, where you have your vines hanging over, that is where it's going to be usher to plant other seeds. However, you do not need to move four amos away because it does not have the halacha of a vineyard. Rabbi Elazar says, "Afanetea achas baretz v'achas v'madrega." Rabbi Elazar says the same thing is true if you plant one vine at the foot of the mountain. Let's say it's a hill. So at the foot of the hill, you plant one v'achas v'madrega, another one higher up on this mountain or this hill. So he says, im gavayim in aretz asar tvachim, the second vine is higher off the ground level by 10 tvachim. Einem mitzterefes im avim lav reiz mitzterefes. The question is, we know that halacha, you're planting two rows. So you have one row at the foot of the mountain and another row going a little higher up on the mountain. So we know two rows makes a kerem. Now what happens when your two rows are not on level ground? What is, let's say we'll call it ground zero, and the other one's going to be a little higher. So at what point do we say this is a different area? So Eliezer says the amount is going to be 10 tefachim. If you could measure that the bottom of your plant, which is higher on the hill, is 10 tefachim higher than the other plant, it's considered a makam b'fnei atzma, it's a separate area, and the two rows are not going to be mitzdarf, they're not going to tie themselves together in order to create a vineyard. They're just going to have a halakhah of individual vines where you only have to leave 6 tefachim. Mishnah Gimel continues, Amadles hagefen amiktas apif yaris. So this is kind of, the way I understand it, in modern terms, I think it would be some type of structure which is similar to a trellis made out of what they call lattice. It's basically, it's woven wood. You have one piece of wood which weaves into the next one, and basically it's a checkerboard. Not exactly, but basically they weave into each other. So you have, you create this structure, and you're going to lean the vines on top of it. So la yavi zera El Tachas HaMaisa. So now we're not talking about whether it gets a din of being a vineyard anymore. We're discussing what's the halacha of planting under the trellis. Yesterday we discussed, if you have a trellis, does it combine the one row into another row to turn into a vineyard? Now the halacha is going to be, we're going to discuss what's the halacha with planting underneath it. Your vine, you have one row of vines, and then you have your vine stretching out very far underneath this trellis. It could be even just one single vine. The halacha is layavi zera tachas hamayis. You cannot plant seeds underneath what's hanging out. Imhevi, however, if you did do that, like kidesh, does not become a klayim. Vimhile chadash aser. If it grew further over it, then it becomes aser. Chena madle miktas ilan srak. The same thing will be true that an ilan srak, a barren tree, a non-fruit bearing tree, that you did the same thing. You stretched your vines over a non-fruit-bearing tree. The halach is, since it's not a fruit-bearing tree, or mevatel the tree to the vine. The vine is much more important because it gives grapes. And therefore, we're going to view this tree as just this type of lattice structure that we described. Mishnah Dalet really is a continuation of this. It just contrasts an ilan srak to an ilan michael. And therefore, the Mishnah, which is a true tree which does give fruit, Mishnah Dalet says, "Amadlas hagefen amiktas ilan meichel." Someone does the exact same thing. He stretches his vines, part of a fruit tree. Mutar lavi zera atachas hamaiser. In such a case, you're allowed to plant seeds underneath. Vim helechadash yachzireno. If it stretched out further, it grew farther, then Allah can just bring it back. It doesn't ask for anything. And the reason is because that we're not mevatel a tree to a vine, because the tree gives off its own fruits. So we can't say that it's batal to us to just pull it back. Ma'isa shalach Rabbi Yeshua etz Rabbi Yishmael Kfar Aziz. Yeshua went to Rabbi Yishmael Kfar Aziz, in the place called Kfar Aziz. V'her'o gafan mudla miktzas te'en. He showed him a vine which was stretched over a part of a fig tree. Amar lo imani lavi zera atachas ha'maiser. Am I allowed to plant seeds under the other part of this tree? Amar Eloi mutter. He said, yes, it's mutter. Ve'elohim yisham le'beisam ha-maganya. He brought the same thing to Beis Maganya. Ve'ero gefen shumudla miktas ha-kaira ve'sadan shel shikma. He showed him a similar thing where he had a gefen which is stretched over miktas ha-kaira. It's calling it beams in the Mishnah. It means branches from this shikma tree. Ubai kairas harvi, there were lots and lots of branches coming out of the tree. To put it under this one specific branch is going to be aser, because he compared that branch to, like what we discussed earlier in the previous Mishnah of apif yarais, which we described as some type of lattice structure. That one branch is a problem. However, the rest of the branches are not going to be a problem. He differentiated between one branch and the other branches. And that's basically the halacha when you have it stretched over either some type of trellis or a barren tree. We're going to say it's us, what grows new underneath is going to be a problem. When it comes to a fruit tree, we're not going to be mevatel to the fruit tree to it, and therefore it has its own area on its own. Continue tomorrow with Mishnah Hay. Why?